The beginning of Channel 2 Right. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Right. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Tuesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1970. For Tuesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1970. We haven't had a visit in such a long time. A week, I guess. And this is Channel 2 Right, beginning of Channel 2 Right. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy in the morning on Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 1970. Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 1970. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 1970. Setting it up for Miss Daisy on Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 1970.
Is that the car down there at your house that you have to put a paper up?
No, I was talking about where I work at.
Oh.
Them there don't stay still long enough hardly for a boy to get on what you see down there.
Well, now, what did you say that the bird did?
They would just pick that glass, you know?
Oh.
That glass up there, what
yeah.
You look to. They just sit up on there and just pack it just fine, so they have to keep it covered up.
Oh. They think it's another bird.
I say, that's what they think. They know it ain't nothing to eat. They don't pick up nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They just pick the glass. Where's Mr. Mars?
He's around. He's coming. I'll fix this a little tea. Well, maybe that's why they hit the windows sometimes.
I guess so. Because they do they.
Here in that nest.
Mostly that's what that is up there. So the birds come sometimes, but not much.
Not in here, you all coming in.
Good morning, Mr. Mark. You feeling good this morning?
No, I just feel poorly. How are you this morning?
Well, if it wasn't so hot, I'd feel all right. And I guess I feel all right, just the same. I stood out there, I got up early, and I went out there, was hoeing grass. So a little after 9, I said, well, I better go in and get ready. She'll be here directly. So.
Well, that's not a good thing, but it's better than nothing.
Well, it's all right. This is all right.
You find out what the weather's like when you go out there hoeing, don't you?
Yes, right. But you know, with a little after, I feel better moving around, and I do this sitting down. I can just sit up there and sweat myself wet.
The worst thing you can do on a hot day is just to sit around.
Just sit around. I think so, Miss Miles. It is for me. I can move Well, I ain't seen Miss Bessie this morning. I guess she's all right. I seen her son. She said.
I hadn't seen her out on the porch, and I went in yesterday afternoon, and she's back there in the kitchen washing dishes. She looks sassy enough, like she might.
She told me the other day, "Oh, I'm sick all day. I was sick last night." I said, "You ain't sick." I said, "You just think you're sick." I said, "I'll tell you like the doctor told you when you went to get your checkup." I said, "You say he told us there ain't nothing in you. Ain't a thing wrong with you." I said, "You thought you was sick." I said, "The doctor didn't find a thing." I said, "I'll agree with him. You just think you sick."
Boy, Miss Bessie got so she sat out there on the porch and she just looked sad, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with her.
And she come back from the doctor's. I seen her out there that afternoon sitting there with somebody. And she looked just, she perked up.
Uh-huh.
How about that now? Well, Faye, I'm glad to have a little break. I've been just, you know, I haven't done anything all day. I just been, you know, just been busy.
Been busy all day?
But I haven't been doing nothing.
Well, if you're busy, you're doing something.
No.
Maybe you didn't get much done as you want it done. Why, you can just work all day long at the house, around the house, and you look back and you don't see what you're doing.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. I look back. So, there's so much to do. But I do just so much and quit.
Yeah.
And rest as long as I want to.
Do you?
Yes, sir. And then I'll go back and do some more.
Don't you have any help?
Mm-mm.
What was that I saw sitting on the porch?
That should be a helper. But he come home to rest. Of course, he done a little work this morning for the first time.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. He done, you know, them there old mulberry trees. They sprouts out and grows up. He went out and broke some of them down.
Yeah.
Well, he have to volunteer, because I ain't going to ask him.
Yeah.
He hasn't done nothing.
You don't lay it out for him, eh?
No,
sir. And see now, Granddad, this is
no,
your work today.
I don't say nothing to him. I just let him sleep. He lay there and sleep.
Does
he? Sit there. I asked him Friday, I believe it was. I said, "Ben, I said, you want to go to the store?" "No, I don't want to go to no store. Ain't nothing down there I want." I said, "There's something down there I want, but not bad enough to walk down there now to get it. So I'll do without it." You know, he's not able to do much, Mr. Mallard.
Well, I wondered about that.
No, he's not able to do much. He's too thin. You know, he ain't strong. Nothing.
Well,
he's going back, though.
He is.
Yes,
well,
he's going back.
Last time.
He was talking to somebody the other day. They say, "Well, say you're going to stay home tonight?" He said, "No. I'll be here for a while." So after they left, whoever it was he's talking to, I said, "I thought you said in one letter, when you come home, you think he's going to stay. If I could get anything to do, Daisy, I would stay." Said, "But I can't stay here and do nothing and take care of me and you. I said, don't take that much to take care of us. I said, I'll wait. No, take care of myself. I said, well, when you going back? He said, about the middle or the last of September. I said, okay.
He looked right thin the last time he come home.
Every time he come, it thin. But I keep some teeth there for him.
Yeah.
I buy milk and he drink it when he wants. I give him his coffee every morning. If I'm going to work, I leave it there where he can get it, because he be in the bed when I leave. But I couldn't sleep as much as he sleep. But I get to thinking he's tired. Through and through, he's tired. And he needs rest.
Mm-hmm. I remember you can just see him sort of pick up as he stays here. He rests and eats. I don't think he eats down there, right?
You know he don't half eat, Mr. Mott. He doing his own cooking. And they got to catch the bus 5 o'clock in the morning to get started. So I asked him one day, I said, well, Ben, I said, when do you fix your lunch at night? That's when he was here before. He said, whenever I fix it, so I cook it now. He said, I don't do it every night. I said, well, what do you do? He said, I go by the store and buy me a little something. I said, for your lunch? He said, yeah. I wait a little while. I said, well, what do you buy? He says, I get me a box of sardines, box of crackers. I said, Ben, you know that ain't nothing to work on. I said, you know that ain't nothing for nobody to work on. He can't help from being thin, working, eating like that.
Well, you know, if you go to the store now, I used to go to the grocery store and pick up a little handful of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't cost much.
That's
but you can't get a box of crackers now for less than a quarter.
No.
Just a little bitty old box of crackers that
wouldn't eat nothing.
Nothing to eat with your soup.
No.
For a quarter.
Well, now you're going to eat that.
Yeah.
For your dinner.
And what, yeah.
Well, tonight, if you don't feel like it, you ain't gonna eat nothing. Not me. I work and I eat. And I rest some.
I always heard him say you needed one hot meal a day.
You should have.
Now he has a place he could cook a little.
Man.
He could cook a little.
He could cook.
Mm-hmm.
And he can cook. He knew how to cook. But he just lazy or tired one. Mm-hmm.
Granddaddy can cook?
Yes, sir. He's a good cook. Something just common things, such as frying chicken or boiling beans or things like that. He don't cook much bread. I don't know if he can cook any bread or not.
Well, if he can cook beans and...
Mm-hmm, he can do it. But he I don't know what, Mr. Maher. I don't know whether they're too tired or lazy or too stingy to bomb. Now, it's one of the three.
Well, now, he not stingy, because he went over there at Mr. Thrasher's store the other morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we went over there?
Yeah.
And he bought some things, and he didn't even complain about the price.
Oh, what did he buy, 50?
He bought a pair of britches.
He brought all I remember he got. It was a few sweet potatoes.
Yes.
He brought that in a bag.
Well, he's looking around at other things, and and there's a high. I didn't encourage him. You know what he paid for them sweet potatoes?
No, sir, but I know he paid a plenty.
Well, I wouldn't want to tell you.
Why not?
When I saw the price on them sweet potatoes, I thought to myself, Granddaddy had better let Miss Daisy do the shopping.
No, sir. He brought them and set them down, and I ain't even looked at the price.
Yeah.
Them things is high. Rich, goodness.
He just wanted some sweet potatoes.
Yes.
He was hungry for some sweet potatoes.
Well, I bought some last week, I think. I know he liked them, so I bought some and baked them. I think I got five. Oh, one or two of them was a little bigger than this glass. It was $1.10 worth.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Yes, ma'am. $1.10. Well, see, I picked them out like I wanted them and I laid them up there. You read them. $1.10. I said, I thank you. I don't have to have them often. And I don't. It'd be a while before Daisy get any more. And one day, I'm going to bake them he bought, and I expect that's going to last him till September.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I expect that's going to last him till September. He loves them.
Loves them baked?
Yes.
Now, they'll stick to your ribs. They'll stick to your ribs.
Yeah, what?
That'd be good for him.
But when I buy, if I ain't gonna get but two, I don't want that little. Them
little. The ones you got was bigger than his?
Yes, the ones I got, they was big, just big enough for me to bake.
Well, he paid 55 cents for them.
For them that he had. But you see, he don't trade enough to know how. He don't know. He just get, he look at it and he think it's all right, and he get it. But now, I don't buy sweet potatoes that little. I buy them big enough if I want to fry them. Well, I got something to slice.
Yeah.
If I want to bake them, I bake them whole.
I didn't notice the size, but they was in a mighty small
size. That one ain't hardly big as my wrist.
Uh-huh.
And you know that ain't much size.
Not for a sweet potato. We used to eat them little seed potatoes, you know, have a lot of them left over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you couldn't ship them or sell them.
That's right.
And they was right tasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call seed potatoes. But now, they don't use the little runny ones for seed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They use the big ones. They take the best potatoes to grow the seeds from,
mm-hmm.
to slips from. Now that was a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they used to use the little ones. They sold them out and bed the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's for plants.
Yes.
They'd sell the big ones and eat them
together.
But now, I reckon Woodard still grows his plants, but the most I see got in it, they order the plants.
Yeah.
You couldn't grow a little patch down at your place?
Yes'm, if I had somebody help me clean it.
I see.
But I can't clean it myself. And the men's is too lazy. Now just look at James. All them big boys there and his big self. And they keeps 4 or 5 extra boys round there all the time. His brother's boys and his sister's boy. Then other boy, George Mitchell's boys. Well, you know, if my place was like that and they hung around there, they'd work. If I fed them, they'd work. They'd help me get it cleaned up and get it to look like somebody was living there.
They could do it.
But if the daddy don't tell them, or the mammy don't tell them, they ain't gonna do it. So I don't fault the children's for it. I fault their parents.
Well,
for letting them grow up doing nothing but playing ball and laying around and get tired, dad go sit and watch television. Nobody doing nothing. And you can't hardly walk around their place for the trash and stuff. Anything they get to it, they throw it down right there, out there in New York.
That television, I don't know. We watched a little program Sunday night, I guess it was, that Lucy program. Did you ever see that?
No.
Lucy.
No, sir.
Or was it Sunday night?
No.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
I love Lucy, or something like that. It was just as crazy as it can be. Yeah.
Did y'all go to Miss Johnson's party?
No, we had company. I took her a little gift.
Today is her birthday.
Is it today?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I guess that's today. I think. Says he's 88 today.
Yeah, we look at television a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Miss Johnson last spring. She sort of thin, just like
yes,
the wind had blown away. But then, you know, last time I saw her, she'd picked up her right. She'd mended the right smile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's like granddaddy. She don't eat right.
That's right. She don't eat nothing.
I wouldn't eat right either, just by myself.
If Miss Miles didn't make it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have eaten either.
No.
But she fixes it. Give it to you. She fixes what she think you would eat this time. Next time, she be done thought about something. So he might eat something. She fixed that.
Yeah. And sit down and eat. I never did like to sit down and eat and read the newspaper or something like that. That always gave me indigestion.
Well, I don't know. I just, talking about this heat, I just feel sort of woozy. I thought Miss Daisy might tell me something to do for myself.
I can't help you with the heat. Lord, I don't know what to
do.
No. My goodness, this hot weather will make you woozy or hot or anything. have to ask Mr. Myers, how can you do something about it?
I think the best thing, like you said, just keep busy and, you know, moving around, especially outside.
Yeah, let the air come. Kitty, you said just sit down there.
You got the best place to sit down in if you want to, right there on your porch.
Well, I sat back sometimes. That's where I sit. I get tired and get hot. I'll go in and get me a cool drink of water and I'll come out there and sit down. Now, some folk like to fan, but I never did care for fanning much. I see some folks, they carry fan to church and they just sit there and say, I can't get a handkerchief or something, wipe, keep your sweat wipe off me. And till more come, wipe that. But I fan a little bit sometimes, but I just never did practice fanning.
It wears you out.
Yeah. Now, Miss Bessie, she's sitting down and she's fan. I'll go there sometimes. She says, don't you want a fan? I said, no, thank you. I said, I don't fan much. If I'm going to rest, well, if I'm going to keep doing this, well, there ain't much rest there. Right, from rest, I sit there quiet. I have me a handkerchief, some kind of cloth, and when I sweat, I wipe it off.
Old sweat rag, but now what we used to call them?
Just what?
Having old sweat rag around with you. Miss Bessie. Miss Bessie is right high class. She's lived.
Too much, so. I think.
She's lived with a lot of high class people.
You know, Miss Bessie, she's always thinking of something she could do. If she ain't thinking of something she wanna do, she's thinking about what she done though. And she can start talking about places she went. Cooking and how she cooked and where she cooked at and all things like that. I said, well, I said, you used to do that. I said, you done that as long as you was able and as long as you could. I said, now forget about it. I said, cause that day is past and gone, and it ain't gonna come back. She said, I know it, but I just think about it. Well, I used to do in her cooking, and I'm telling you, she cook now. She loves to cook.
She must.
Hmm?
She must love to cook.
Yes, yeah, she do.
She cooks them donuts. And things like that the children like.
Cook donuts, she take an oven, she bake cake. If she want it, she bake pie. Well, her stove, though, won't stay closed. But she'll put a cake in that stove and sit right there till it cook, nursing that dough, holding that stove. I told her, I said, I wouldn't eat no more cake as long as I live if I had to sit that long and watch it to keep it cooking.
Yeah.
I said, if I had to eat cake I cooked, I said, I'd quit eating them. She said, I don't mind. I said, no, you don't. I said, one of these days you're going to be sitting there watching cake cooking and you're going to sleep. I think I'll fall over on that stove and burn yourself. Oh no, it don't get hot up there. It's the oven gets hot. I can't fall in the oven when the door closed. I said, right you are.
Okay. Miss Bessie argues with you. She won't
you
let you.
What you talking about? If you want to argument, you tell her, don't do this or don't do that. If she wants to do that.
I kept telling her she ought to go to the doctor and not wait on Tom. I said, he's no count. He's undependable. I go in every day. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to have it. She wouldn't let me.
Waiting on Tom and didn't get there one time.
No, she got scared.
That's what he was talking about.
Tom forgot it.
She said he had a blackout.
Who?
Tom.
She told me he forgot it. Come, got it. He come that day, but just past the hour. And she said he forgot. He was to care. That was
he was supposed to be there at 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
to get there at 10:30. I allow more time than that. But she'd be ready.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't forget it, would she?
Oh, yeah, she'd be ready.
Well, you remember that morning you all came up here? both of you came up here.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Bessie lit in on that experience she had back up there,
mm-hmm,
cooking?
Mm-hmm.
At Pisgah
with Miss Vanderbilt. Now, that was some story.
Mm-hmm.
That was. Well, I never will forget that. And she just lit in, didn't she?
Yes, sir. She don't mind it. She don't care what she's doing. Mm-hmm.
She's been a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. But if you watch it, her conversation. She ain't been many places by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These far away places, somebody cared.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they cared. They was caring of the work. From what she told us, yeah,
mm-hmm,
she cooked,
mm-hmm,
while she's up there. And she said this, she could beat the cook they had there cooking, but they didn't want to pay her the price they was paying her. She said, if they don't want to pay me, well, I guess I'd have been there now. I said, been there now. Well, she wasn't even saying. Do you know lots of folks do things for a song? They do things and they tell you about what they done and how they done. I didn't see you do that. And if you done it, that's all past. So, let that be. And one thing I know she said to you.
Y'all go ahead.
It's just, he's just here about the talk.
She said that they didn't advertise Carter's little liver pills no more. I told you to do. I hear it on TV. Mm-hmm. I said, that's me. No, they don't call it Carter's no more. I said, yes, they do. I said, I hear it on TV. They recommend some of it.
But she was just right about it. I mean, she insisted that she was right about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they still have it on the bottle, on the little box.
Yep. Oh, sorry. Carter's Pit. You go to the drugstore and get them.
Yeah. I don't know where she got that notion.
I don't either. But I said this. Trying to know something. And don't. Well, I think when you're talking, Mr. Mom, you ought to be kind of careful about what you're saying. Because somebody else.
Old pumps to quit working on that.
Yeah.
Somebody else might.
Somebody else knows something about it. Besides you. Well, myself, I don't try to tell much what I talk about. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, what I talk about. Little things, working, living, and things, and how I used to work, and what I worked at, and things like that. Well, I never was a cook. I don't cook for nobody. Not just like somebody was get sick and find something like that. Well, I'd help them out. I'd
mm-hmm.
cook.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a month. So I never did like it. I didn't like to. Really wondered why. You know, I said, well, there's plenty more things I can do. So I said, now what I like to do, wash, iron, clean house, and things like that. But cooking, I don't cook.
So, that's what you've done all the time?
All the time. Worked in the field. And
you like to do work in the field, and she never did.
Yes, I like to work in the field. You know, I get a plenty of air out there in the field. Next thing about it, if you cook, you don't have many days at home. But if you work in the field, you do have some days off.
Mm-hmm.
You can do. You work at home if you're washing iron. Well, you got a day home still.
Mm-hmm.
You have certain days to wash. Well, you know, long time I washed at home at my house. You didn't see so many washing machines and all this. Now, where I work at now,
mm-hmm.
I used to do their lawns and at my house.
Oh, you did?
Yes. They didn't have a washing machine then. Mm-hmm. But after they had their house remodeled and everything, they got a washing machine and all that. So then they wash them to the house. She put them in and they get washed. When time take them out, I take them out, hang them out. Then, when they dry, I take them in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow, I iron them
mm-hmm.
up there
mm-hmm.
in the house. It's mixed together. But I like that all right. Well, when some days, while they dry, well, I'll clean. I may clean up the kitchen today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I'll iron. Maybe
mm-hmm.
next day I'll clean the bathroom
mm-hmm.
like that between time. Just a room or two at a time. But
mm-hmm.
if I ain't going on today, I'll clean all the front part of the house. When I get the dishes washed, I'll clean up all the front part of the house.
Oh.
Well, I like that, Miss Ma.
Mm-hmm.
I do it myself. They nobody there to bother me. If I'm waking up there, they's all back here and out. Those are gone somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Warm. Nobody warm. Now I worked yesterday. I worked till I left there 9:45. yesterday. I washed dishes and hung out the clothes. The clothes wasn't dry enough to iron. So I don't go back today.
But what time did you get there?
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime I get there 7:30,
yeah.
Sometime. Mm-hmm. It's a quarter after 7, depending on what time I get leave home.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
And you don't stay any regular time. You just stay until you get done what...
I get done what I can do.
That's
that
a
day.
Good thing to have.
Yes, and mostly I stay till 12.
Uh-huh.
No. Sometimes it's 3 o'clock before I leave. Now, just like she gonna have guests or big something like that. Well, sometimes 5 o'clock when I get home. But that's not all the time. That's not often. My goodness. If somebody said, oh, I couldn't work like that. I said, I can.
And you like that kind of
thing. I like it. I said, I get along all right with it. I said, I ain't got no baby to cry. I said, when I get home, I'm home. I said, if I make short time, I get short money. If I make long time, I get long money. I said, now I enjoy. Yeah, but I'd have to have a regular schedule, so I don't have to have nothing but what I get. So that's all I got to have, what I get.
And then when you're outside, when you did work outside, you had the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's better than standing over a cook stove.
That's right. It was for me. Now, she do all her cooking. She don't nobody cook for her. She do all her cooking. She's a good cook, too.
I always thought if a fella had wealth enough, you know, he wouldn't do nothing for himself. He just would cook or sweep.
Well, I keep something to eat that done where he can get it. And I tell myself, I don't tell him. Nice done, first one thing and another thing. And if I got something to do, I'm going to do it. And if he want it, you go get it. If you want it before I tell you, or before I ask you. But he be asleep most of the time. I bet you he sleep right now.
Oh.
And he lay out there on that porch and go sleep. I come yesterday. I got home about 11:45. Well, I stopped. He laying there asleep. No, 11:45. He was asleep. Fast asleep. I come on in, wash a few dishes, fix something to eat. I eat my dinner. He still asleep. I eat my dinner. I get to work. I don't know. He fell asleep. I thought to myself, I said, now laying out chest deep, he ought to go inside and go to sleep. He ought not to lay right out there. I don't guess nobody will do it, but they could do it. Come there and bust his brains out, and he wouldn't know nothing about it. Nobody there but him. Everybody from the other house is going to work or going somewhere. Well, Miss Bess is sitting up there on her porch gnawing. And he just say, you know, I don't go to sleep out there.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to take a nap, I'm going to take it inside.
And latch the door?
The screen. Yes, sir. Too many things happens. If I'm waking, I can see. But if I'm asleep, I don't know nothing about it. But
well, you live right there on the road. You gotta you gotta be a little more careful. Now if you live way back,
uh-huh.
It'd be a little different, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. He had didn't I sleep, Martha?
Yeah. He was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
That night.
He don't think he know where I'm going.
You don't have a watchdog.
No. I don't have a dog. Miss Marla, I don't want no dog. This ain't no good office dog. He got four. And they stay up there all the time. That sergeant, he's there barking.
He barks.
Ooh, yeah, sometimes look like he gonna bark all night long.
I'd spank that dog.
Bessie don't hear him sometimes. She don't care. One night, I hear him barking. He's all up in the road, up and down the road. I said, well, what was sergeant at that night? She said, did you hear? I said, yeah, he's all down in my yard, not in the road, barking. I said, you didn't fasten him up? She said, no, I didn't fasten him up last night. I said, I wondered what was he doing out there, because you fastened him in. She said, he wouldn't come. She said, I called him and he wouldn't come. I couldn't get him. She said, but I bet I'd get him. She did, too. He come in that evening early. She fastened him in there.
He's a sort of his own boss, he thinks.
Yes, he do. If he get, and sometimes he is. He was that evening. You having your well done?
No. It broke down. And I go out there and wear myself out and I get mad.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know anything about it, no. So this boy, this is Jay Havlin. He works for Joe Hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, he can look at it at a distance and tell more than I can, just sitting there like. Miss Daisy, now you don't have to put up with Patterson in the summertime, driving like lickety split.
Put up with what?
Patterson.
No.
Well, that should be a relief.
They don't have all that done. Yes, sir. You all ought to do like everybody else now. Take your vacation and go travel a little bit this day.
It takes money to travel, Mr. Miles. So like a man was telling me yesterday. He said, now, y'all ought to take a vacation and go places.
Yeah.
See things you don't see. I said, now you telling me to do something now. I ought to have been doing 10 years ago.
All right.
I said, I don't want to go no place. I said, because I don't want to see nothing.
You don't want to go no place because you don't want to see nothing.
No. I said, I see all I need to see. Nah. I said, that's all for me now. I said, I didn't go when I was younger. I said, I don't have no mind for it now. I said, why don't you go somewhere? Well, you see, I done been. I've been sitting in this place. Nah, no, anything. I said, does he cheaper? Then, and it is now. I said, wasn't it? He said, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, I said, well, I didn't go into cheap. You know, I ain't going since the price reason. We take folks with money to go to Europe and all these four places. Well, if I go over there, I don't know nobody. I don't know nothing about the place.
Didn't know what you're looking at, would you?
Don't know what I'm looking at.
Couldn't talk to anybody.
No. I stay home. Get up and do a little work when I get ready. That's enough for me.
A lot of people don't know when they got enough for the got enough.
No, they don't. Some folks don't get enough. They don't know when they got enough. Now I think you and Miss Myers age, y'all should take these long trips, boat ride and airplane and flying and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Not Daisy. And I tell them two things I ain't got no business doing. And don't expect to do it. I said, that's flying and floating. So I ain't got no business out there on top of all that water. I ain't got no business up here. Above everything. So, whoa, let me stay on the ground. I didn't do it when I was young. Too old now. Start that pushing.
Miss Daisy, you know, you could load in the car with a whole lot of people and you all could just light out and see everything.
See everything where?
You could go down to Miami and the Keys.
Yes, some of them goes down there. But now Miami, I ain't never wanted to go there.
Yeah.
I ain't never wanted to go to Miami. But I like Jacksonville. Now, if I had money and I was able, that would be my home. In Jacksonville.
Yeah,
but I can't stay there.
Be your home in Jacksonville?
Yes, sir. I like it. I stayed there about 2 months.
Oh.
One time. And I
was right in the city. You
yeah.
live in the city?
I was kind of out.
I see.
You know how colored folks live in Jacksonville. Back out there. Like that. But that was enough city for me. I could go uptown when I get ready. Walk around up there and see things.
Well, now I can see some advantage in that. If you could live out a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And then
woo, Mr. Meyer, you know I wasn't talking about living up there in this city. There, you know, got to be back. Oh, can't stay up there.
Well, I was wondering. I sure wouldn't want to live in any city.
You don't want
to? No, ma'am. I don't live in no city. I don't live close around Jacksonville, you see.
Yeah.
I don't want to live up in there.
Oh,
my God. I couldn't stand it.
Now, this is not quite close enough.
Huh? This here?
Uh-huh.
To Jacksonville?
Yeah.
I'd love to be a little bit close.
You can drive over there in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, but a lot of people do.
Oh, other folks do. Well, see, I ain't got nothing to drive. If I had anything, somebody'd have to drive it.
Well,
I ain't never learned how to drive. You know, a long time ago, it wasn't many automobiles. The first airplane I see, my bed was right by a window, and I was confined with my first child. And somebody said to the airplane coming, I got the people, so it passed long where I could see. That's been over 50 years ago when I seed my first airplane.
Mm-hmm. But you could load in with your neighbors. They a lot of times they go places and would like to have somebody go with them.
Oh yes, sometimes. But I tell you, if they want you to go with them, they want you to have some money too.
Oh, do they?
That's right. If they'll ask you to go.
Yeah.
But don't you think, I'm talking about us over here, don't you think if they ain't looking for some money,
mm-hmm.
you go, that help take care of the expenses of
yeah.
the trip.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, yeah, I used to do that. I furnished the car, and you furnished the gas.
Gas, uh-huh. Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
Except you got to have money.
You got to have money.
Yeah. Had Napoleon been over to see you this morning?
Hmm?
Has your friend been over to see you this morning?
Who that?
Napoleon.
Miss Bethany?
No, the goose.
Uh-oh. He ain't there.
He comes, though. The goose?
Who?
The goose. Napoleon.
He ain't been up there this morning.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard him this morning. Best of all, got him fastened up.
Yeah.
Because if he's out where he can get out, he'd have been there. And he'll come over there and stay just about all day. But I haven't heard him this morning. I haven't seen him. She ain't turned him out.
Well, now, when I see him over there, he takes his stand right there where you, your
where
wife.
Where I wash here. That's where he stays.
Under that mulberry tree.
That's where he stays when he come over there. So, he was over there one day, and she said, "Well, old goose come home to get water." You know, I said, "He didn't go there to get no water." I said, "He can get water out there anywhere." I said, "He can go there no water. He come home cause he wonder." She said, "Well, I keep water there for him." I said, "I don't keep it for him." I said, "But I got a pot full out there in the shade where he stays. And if you want to drink, he can get up and get it."
Oh, you've got water where he can get to it?
Yeah, he can get to it. He can get water there, or he can get water at the pump down there.
Okay.
It's a thing there with water in it for the chickens.
Yeah.
You go down and drink water. I said, "He don't have to come home and get water."
Well, he sure looks at home there, Miss Daisy. I never saw anybody look at home, Faye, like Napoleon did. He backed up to that tree just looking out at everybody that was passing.
Uh-huh.
Did he talk to people?
And he stayed there all day long till late in the evening. Sometime she had to come over there and get him.
Wonder what he thinks he's doing.
Well, he's just, he's cool there.
Oh, yes, that's a nice place.
That's what I say, make him sit there. He's cool there. He's shade there all day.
Oh, yeah.
And he just like it.
Does he talk?
He talk when he get ready. He sees somebody passing, he'll make a fuss. But sometimes he's just as quiet. He don't say a word. He just there, resting. I tell Bess, I say, he rests when he over there. I say, and then he's out there in the shade. He ain't bothering nobody. Ain't nobody bothering him.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice place.
Oh, he love it.
Yeah.
She said one day, I don't know why he started coming over. That's how far he wanted. That's when really he started coming over. Call he wanted.
Well, you know, that's kind of like people. They don't love to stay at home all the time.
That's right. Oh, get away from there sometimes.
Yeah.
Go do it, too. just like Sarge, and when he get a chance, he get out from there. He stay as long as he want.
Yeah. What you got blooming down there now, Miss Daisy?
Nothing much, Mr.
Well, you got them alceas? Is they still blooming?
Yes, they blooming a little bit. They ain't blooming, Mother. It's so dry.
Yeah.
And all my peaches, they rotted.
Oh, no.
On tree. I don't know what was wrong. But as soon as it started getting ripe, it started rotting and red at the stem. So they hold on, fell off.
And you had so many?
Had some big, nice ones this time. Of course, the tree wasn't so full.
Yeah.
But they were not good.
I believe I'd ask somebody if somebody.
Somebody told me to clean around them and put lime around the root.
Mm-hmm.
And said that would kill whatever disease that is the God. You see, the tree must be diseased somewhere. I tell them, well, I don't know nothing about tree sickness.
Oh, I've seen that. I remember way earliest recollection. I've seen that. Peaches seem to fall off more than any other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Apples never did that.
Mm-hmm.
Plums used to do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just fall off.
Just fall off. And I heard a man say the other day, he said, Daisy said, your peaches all gone. I said, yeah. I said, they rotted. I said, it rot right at the stem and fall off. He said, well, I don't know what's the matter. He said, I had tomatoes like that. So look like them kids have rot. They rot. So I ain't had now one yet to get ripe enough. And I know.
See that handsome thing out there? He's behind the post there.
Can you see him?
Yes, I'm watching. No, he can get it. He's
yeah.
got a mouth sharp enough to go into it.
Yeah. Yeah, he can dig in the wood.
That's right. He do it.
Now that's an old red bellied. He's got a red head, but they call him a red bellied. I saw his picture. And he is pretty. Just working away on that suet.
He's such a noisy fella.
Yeah. Every time he comes down there, make noise. You'd think he'd be quiet, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
When he comes down to eat or something like that. Say, Miss Daisy can't stay all morning.
I know.
I hate to say leave because I'll have to go in there and start typing or something like that. Go out there and work on that pump.
You see, it's a quarter after 11.
I said we didn't. I promised I wouldn't keep you all morning, but it's so nice and
well,
it's cool in here too.
You got to go.
Yeah, I'll run you back.
Oh, you made some meat last Tuesday.
Yeah, but I didn't have none this Tuesday.
Yeah.
He didn't bring me none weekend. And I didn't care.
You don't need it every week, do you?
But he'll bring me some next week.
Yeah.
Oh, like you did before. You had to work it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the, what do you call that? Meat scraps? From the steaks and all.
They trim that off. They don't want it. Well, in cutting the fat, they cut some lean, too.
Mm-hmm.
But what I be doing, picking that little lean out where they live, so I'll have some to cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you cook it, basically?
Yes, I cut it off, put it in a plastic bag,
yeah,
and put it in the ice box.
Now, what do you use it for?
What, that meat?
Uh-huh.
You're talking about the lean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sometime I make soup, put a little in, some of it in the soup, Sometimes I just stew it down. Sometimes I put me some white potatoes in it and cut on, pour me a little tomato juice in it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I like it like that.
So it's just nice to have some, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good meat, I guess, isn't it?
It is good meat. It's nice and tender.
Yeah.
But my daughter won't fool with it. Her husband get it. He bring it to me. Because she ain't gonna fool with it.
Uh-huh.
Young folks ain't what much.